Here outside Théâtre Saint-Denis, in the midst of the cafes, boutiques, and bistros that make Montreal the European-style city it is, the Just for Laughs folks are announcing the headliners for this year's festival. Today we're not seeing the star-spangled characters who flood the city every July. With the characteristic quirkiness of the festival, today's entertainment features a tuxedo-clad band from a local homeless mission. They're singing the festival theme song, Juste pour rire, Just for Laughs. At this year's kickoff event for the festival, the crowd of journalists, locals, and comedy buffs danced in the street as a warm-up for the week and a half this month when Just for Laughs takes over the streets, clubs, and concert halls of Montreal. A visit to Just for Laughs is total comedy immersion.
We have a physical, we're there like all day. Blue jumpsuit, paper slippers, reading old magazines. I mean, it was really, I did everything. Blood test, EKG, lab results. Found out, I'm fat. That was the technical term the doctor used. Says here, Mr. Carey, you're a fatso. For $1,300, I never wanted a disease so bad in my life.
That was Drew Carey performing at a previous Montreal Comedy Festival. Over the years, high-profile performers like Drew Carey performed at glittering galas in Montreal's toniest venues, such as Place des Arts. This year, there are 10 major events hosted by the likes of Nathan Lane, star of Mike Nichols' Birdcage, the legendary Don Rickles, and the star of the TV sitcom Everybody Loves Raymond, Ray Romano.
Thank you very much. Well, great to be here. Great to be back in Montreal. I was just in Vegas, Las Vegas. Have you been? Are you Vegas goers? Yeah? Okay. That is a wild town, isn't it? It's a crazy town. Oh, you're gambling? People getting married in drive-through wedding chapels? Legalized prostitution? So I hear in Vegas. Yeah.
For festival goers, it's the punchline that's the bottom line, and there are a lot of lines to be had at the festival. There's a bar mitzvah show, a night of Jewish comedy, and a politically incorrect, nasty show, a celebration of the crude and lewd. And then there's an event called the Queer Show, starring Kate Clinton, whom the LA Times called the lesbian you want to take home to meet your parents.
Actually, I was reading in a magazine, one of the glossy gay magazines that I get. We have a lot of gay magazines. They all have out in the title. Have you noticed that? There's out, out week, out look, out and about, trout. Some gay sport fishing magazine. There's pout for the bisexual. Okay, no, that's doubt. Sorry, doubt.
The festival is also a hub for talent scouts, club owners, and agents who prowl the smaller venues looking for next year's big stars. For folks who love to laugh but have a hard time making ends meet, Just for Laughs offers 150 free street performances daily. From 6:30 p.m. to midnight, the city's Latin Quarter will be filled with young comedy troupes from Europe, the United States, and Canada. Add to the mix Britcom, an all-British show, and a parallel Just for Laughs in the French language, all guarantees a soupçon of joie de vivre for festival goers. In Montreal, I'm Judith Ritter for the Savvy Traveler.
Let's go person to person with Ernestine, the terror of the telephone company, better known as her alter ego, Lily Tomlin.
Uh-huh, bonjour. A gracious good evening. This is Mademoiselle Tomlin. Have I reached the party with whom I am parlaying? Well, I'm in charge of mirth control. Here at the Montreal Comedy Festival. Oh, I beg your pardon? You'd like to cover my entire body with creme brulee? Oh, you French, always thinking about food.